Punch that time clock like you pull a trigger. I'd punch my light bulbs if I were bigger. Try to keep my hands up where the wheels won't spin. And I think you see a soft blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light where the music plays all night. Where my friends say I'm alright. I'm going down. Sneaking in on bare feet, I found my suitcase out in the wet street with my army medals and my field and stream. I woke the little wife and said, "Hey dear, what does this mean?" She said, "See that fellow in the bathroom mirror. Tomorrow morning, well, they better not be here." She didn't even ask me where the heck I'd been. I think she's seen a soft blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light where the music plays all night. Where my friends say I'm alright. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. Well, I got me a bad cough, I went to see a sawbones. He gave me two pills, a bill said, "Make out your will." I took out a big loan. Said living that hard life is a mortal sin. And I think I see a soft blue light at the end of this tunnel you're in. I'm going down to that blue light where the angels sing all night. Where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. I'm going down, down.
Thank you. We got a friend from Sand Mountain, Alabama that you're going to probably hear some more about tonight, named Jim Connor, and we're going to do a song that he wrote now. He's one of the finest, probably the finest frailing banjo player we've ever heard, and a crazy guy. He wrote this song, and it seems to be the most popular thing we do among the children that we play for. We've been playing music for a living now for a while, and we end up playing a lot of clubs at night and places where kids don't often show up. And so we love to play for kids when we get a chance, and this seems to be their favorite. So for this one's for everybody that's under 10 years old, and all you decrepit old people that wish you still were that young. Song about an overnight stay at grandma's house.
Bitty boy, just up off the floor. We used to go down to Grandma's house every month end or so. We'd have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole bunch of cops to tick. And it held 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy leaf stove in the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around a fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Then the next thing you know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft to the downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a hole for the cough of the tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy wheat stove in the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa, too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, and I even kissed Aunt Lou.
Ooh.
But if I ever had to make a choice, I reckon it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road, for the great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as the downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole ball of pops to tick. And it'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy meat stove in the shed. But it didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. But it didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Thank you. We want to do something we think is a very pretty song. As a matter of fact, I think I can say without hesitation, this is my favorite of all the songs I believe I've ever heard. We do a lot of songs by contemporary writers and kind of adapt the music to our style. Here's one by one of our very favorite writers, a fellow from Texas by the name of Michael Murphy. He wrote this song, we understand, for his wife, and if this is an indication of their relationship, they've got a very good one. The song's called Carolina in the Pines.
To me, said she knew me, said she'd known me a long time, and she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed, and she talked of trails she'd walked up far above the timberline. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs. Carolina and fine. There's a new moon on the 14th, first quarter, the 21st, and a full moon in the last week brings the fullness to this earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart or mind. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina. Shows on the window and the wood stove smokes and glows. As the fire grows, we can warm our souls watching rainbows in the cold. And we'll talk of trails we've walked up far above the timberline. There are nights I only feel right with Carolina.
Thank you. Well, Dan broke a string there. He's going to switch guitars. We have to keep about 4 guitars around for Dan. We've had a real good time here this weekend, and being as how this is Sunday, we'll close out with a semi-inspirational tune. This is another contemporary song, and it's not really a gospel song, but it sort of has that feel to it. We have a lot of fun, so if you like hand clapping and foot stomping, this is a good one for that. I think Dan's about ready. I wanted to say something about Cousin Thelma. She's been around a while, and apparently she's learned a lot, because people are always asking us if we're married and if we're really brothers and all these things. And of all the women in this festival for the last 2 years, she's the only one that's invited us to dinner. She's learned something along here. You gotta watch out for. Well, I don't know when we'll have the chance to take her up on it. We're always traveling so much. You young ladies ought to learn from that.
John's been here a couple of days and he hadn't met anybody. He's getting desperate, man. That's not unusual. Usually he goes for months. A couple of days shouldn't bother him.
Make my rounds to the country churches, playing my guitar for free. Repertoire is 109 songs for God's glory. I'm picking to beat the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail. Found myself in a roadside barroom, drinking my time away. Kentucky women and Tennessee whiskey, it's gonna be hell to pay. A worn out Chevy and a beat up Martin is all I'll ever own. A worthless life is dedicated to bringing God's children home. I'm picking to be the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers, he won't let me guitar solo called Reward in the Sky. And I'm picking to be the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord's in my fingers, he won't let me fail. I'm picking to be the devil, and I know he's on my tail. But the Lord is in my fingers,
Now, let's welcome Greengrass Revival, here last night for the first time, here tonight, the Greengrass Revival. Let's clap them onto the stage.
Oh, thank you. Let's hope that thing stays there. When we found out we were after the Peyton brothers, I heard the echo of Cousin Thelma back there saying, "Well, Greengrass Revival, can you top that?" Whoa, we don't know if we can top it, but we're sure going to make you clap and smile. This is an old fiddle tune called The Gray Eagle. Kick it off, Elan. Thank you. Thank you. We're an old-time string band from Pinellas County. We're at a Greengrass Revival. Pete Gallagher on the guitar and Sandy Jamison on the bass, Elan Lou Chalford on the fiddle, myself, Rick Abrams, on old-time clawhammer banjo. We're going to take it away with kind of an old-time song with an old-time feel, and it's written by our guitar picker, Pete Gallagher. Why don't you tell him a little bit about it, Pete?
This is a song called The Glory Train, and in this song, I've got a few of my favorite people. One of them is Blind Johnny Brown from St. Petersburg, who's a good friend of mine, and he's appeared on this stage. Hondo Crouch, the poet from Luckenbach, Texas. And we got Uncle Dave Macon, the old banjo player, in this song. And it's about that glory train that travels through the sky and picks up all the old pickers and the good-hearted people and people like yourself and goes forever playing music and having good times. We ready to go?
Take it away.
Glory, riding on that glory train, leaving for Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train.
Tell him, Pete.
Well, Johnny Brown was a blues man. He played a slide guitar. You should have seen him and Jimmy Reed just playing the Memphis bar. Now he sits there at his old folks' home. He's blind, but in no pain. He's got him a permanent ticket, Lord, to ride on the glory train. Glory, oh glory, riding on that glory train, leaving for Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train.
All right, train.
Texas, Lord, his glory days was gone. And he'd like to sit in a broken bar singing a redneck song. Well, he sang, you boys should have been there. Good God, what a sight to see the glory train come rolling beneath the Luckenbach moon at night. Glory, oh glory, riding on that glory train.
Sing it with us.
Leaving for Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train.
Pick it, boy.
And the passengers were all asleep. The conductor was barely alive. But the sound of the banjo picking, Lord, came through the window pane. And there stood Uncle Dave Macon. He's waiting for the glory train. Glory, oh glory, riding on that glory train. Leaving for Chicago, gonna ride in the rain. If you meet me at the station, I won't leave you again. We can go together, riding on that glory train. Yes, we can go together, riding on that glory train.
Thank you. That was the glory train. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go back into the hills now and do a song called Darling Corey. We're going to do it to the tune of Little Maggie.
Whoever said we didn't do things backwards? This is the bane of every banjo picker's existence, whether he play clawhammer style or bluegrass style or any style. There's always somebody out there asking for this one in Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
I thought old Joe Clark was the bane of every banjo player's existence.
There's about four banes, man. The four main banes.
Sleep so sound.
Chuck Peterson on the washboard.
Horses are coming. Okay, you're still out of town. Oh, the first time I saw Donna Corey, she was standing by the banks of the sea. She had a pistol around her body, Lord, and a banjo on her knee. Wake up, Donna Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Oh, the revenue officers are coming.
Pick it now. Down fiddle!
Can't you hear those bluebirds singing? Lord, they're laying down a Corey down. Wake up, down in Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Oh, the revenue officers are coming. Gonna tear your steel house down. Gonna tear your steel house down.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Well, that feels a lot better than last night. There's about 50 diehards out here, and we closed out the show, and it was cold and wet. Everything but snow. Abort! get your tickets here.
This is a Florida song now.
This train is leaving for all points north, south, east, west. Largo, Sefner, Bartow, Seminole, White Springs. Popcorn, peanuts, and all that other stuff. Yo!
Well, look yonder, coming, coming down that railroad track, 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 track. I say, look yonder, coming. Coming down that railroad track. It's that Orange Blossom Special. Bringing my baby back.
This train all over North Florida. Elon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, that was Green Grass Revival. Now, here comes the Back Porch Quartet. From Jensen Beach. Are you ready?
All
right. Did you announce it? Yes, I did. Aren't those Seminole Indian shirts that are blossoming around here beautiful? You have good taste.
Good evening.
There, there.
Last night when we were here, did an old sea shanty and a little bluegrass and a little folk, just to show you we were versatile. But actually, all folk music, when it started, was really just people giving glory to God. And they either sang about their work or they sang about their faith. And we'd like to do, since it's Sunday, since we love the Lord so much, we'd like to do a little spiritual. But you can consider it, I guess, contemporary spiritual. Same way folk music has progressed over the years, so is spiritual music. And we'd like to do this first one for you. ¶¶
voices are driving out Satan from everywhere under the sun. Jesus is driving out Satan. Better get up, Satan, and run. Jesus is the victor. Jesus, God's son. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus is the victor. Jesus, God's son. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus is a mighty warrior. He teaches us how to fight. Take my shield and my helmet and my double-edged sword. Satan fades in the sight of the right. Jesus is the victor. Jesus, God's son. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus is the victor. Jesus, God's son. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus is driving out Satan from everywhere under the sun. Jesus is driving out Satan. Better get up, Satan, and run. Jesus is the victor. Jesus, God's son. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus is the victor. Jesus, God's son. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Jesus. Jesus is the king. The battle is won. Battle is won. Battle is won.
This song up. This is a song that Nicolette Larson recently recorded, and it's a traditional tune. It's the kind of song that has the same title as its first line. It's called "A House Is Not a Home." It goes like this.
Satan painted for a sweet little sister and me. Our daddy would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hard in that he would not believe. In anger he'd swear. Spent out with the gambling crowd. I've never seen my daddy inside a house of God. For Satan held his hand down the path of sin he trod. Not long ago, our circle was broken when God called on Mother one night. Her voice sweet and low, her last words were spoken, asking our daddy to raise her children right. Smiling and singing.
Thank you.
Gee, it's fun to play with microphones, isn't it? I need to get down here pretty low for this one. So, whatever. I'm not going to be singing this thing. Let me have a D, Richard.
All dulcimers are in D, aren't they?
We hope you enjoyed this song on the Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer. By now, everybody knows what they are.
Thank you.